The state is hiring an outside consulting firm to help the Bridgeport school system. According to reports, Pennsylvania-based Public Works LLC will be working with the district through June of next year. And to give us some more insight into this, we've got Interim Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Royce Avery, back with us from the Bridgeport School District. Dr. Avery, I always appreciate these check-ins. Thank you so much.
Hey, good morning, Melissa. Always. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So tell me more about this latest, I would say, chapter of the continued partnership between the state of Connecticut and the Bridgeport school system. Public Works LLC, what exactly will they be doing?
Well, actually, they're going to be assisting the district, you know, the internal, you know, staff with, you know, setting up systems and protocols to address the 34, you know, findings from the audit. It's a great opportunity for us to be able to expedite getting systems in place to address those findings from the audit. So we're very excited about that. You know that we have very limited staff in our system due to the fact that we have, you know, reduced staff over the last, you know, 11 months. And so it's just important for them to expedite, come in, provide that guidance, take the findings and really keep us laser focused and try to make improvements in this district as fast as we possibly can. So it's a good opportunity for us to learn and be able to put some things in place to substantiate exactly where we need to go in the future. So it's one of those things where I see it as continuous support from the state. They've been really, really, you know, good about providing that guidance, the clarity that is needed to, keep it going in the district.
So the State Department of Education has allocated, it sounds like, $250,000 to pay for Public Works involvement. And again, this is going to carry on through the end of the school year, at least till June of 2026. How do you feel about their decision? I don't know anything about Public Works LLC, but how do you feel the state handled this in finding what they felt was the right consulting firm for this job?
You know, I'm not for sure. I don't have a lot of information behind the hiring of the firm, but I know the firm has helped other school districts in the state of Connecticut, you know, work through some of their financial, you know, systems building things. So again, they've had a really good rapport with me. They've met with myself, the CFO, to really kind of talk through their scope of work. I had a chance to visit with the commissioner and the deputy commissioner and the state technical assistance team and the team from Public Works in a meeting prior to it being publicly, you know, known. So again, I think they gave me an opportunity to kind of get to know Public Works first and then gave me a lot of research and information behind the scope of work. And so it gave me an opportunity to feel comfortable with an additional support mechanism being provided to the district.
So you keep mentioning the forensic audit, Dr. Avery, and I know we talked about the forensic audit with you, the State Department of Education, including the Board of Education as well in Bridgeport. So for those who are not familiar with this forensic audit, it was done earlier this year, and probably some of the biggest things that came out of it, again, there were, you know, a number of things that they talked about. Nothing that to me was, there was nothing about you know, fraud or, you know, money that went missing or anything like that. There was nothing criminal that came out of this, which I think is very good. I think that's a very good thing, just so that people know. However, it did kind of show, I would call them maybe weaknesses, or I would say lack of transparency, certainly in some ways, not misusing, but maybe not managing finances, especially as well as we could. Is that fair in saying that?
No, it's all about, you know, strengthening the financial and human resources systems within the district. And so, as you know, over the last several years, we've had a whirlwind of transition and staffing in those areas. And so, when you have that, you have different perspectives, different ways of doing business, you know, within a system. So what Public Works is going to do for us is that it's going to substantiate exact systems that not only that my staff in finance and HR, but systematically across the district, they're going to be helping the board in developing policies that align to these systems. So regardless of who's in the seat, the district should be following these systematic protocols that is important to keep things transparent to the community, making sure that, you know, the CFO, the chief of human resources, everybody understands, even the superintendent, because we've changed superintendents over the past year. Mm-hmm. It's all about having some stability in the protocols and systems that this district is all about. So no one can change those things unless the board goes through the policy processes to change them. So it's going to set us up for success and for continuous success. So that's important to me, and I know it's important to the board as well. They'll be working with the board. They're going to have community meetings to talk about what the communities are wanting when it comes to transparency. They're going to help the district with a budget timeline. So it is going to be a really good opportunity. And it's going to if we had to do that on our own, we would have to, it would take us a year or two to get that done. So they're going to condense that time frame to make sure that we have things done soon. And plus, this is the budget season time, right? And so they're going to be right there with us as they build it. We're going to be working through that process with them. And so it's going to be a win-win. I think this is really what I think the community is wanting. I think the board is very open to them coming in as well. It's a little bit, you know, some board members have a different perspective on things, but I think for the overall, most of them are truly happy that there are going to be some additional assistance in this effort of budget transparency, that kind of thing.
And, you know, the timing of this too, Dr. Avery, is really interesting because obviously they're coming in to, as you mentioned, work with district leaders, but also the board, obviously. You know, you want to make sure that we're not in a situation where we are using money and then that money runs out maybe a year or two later and now you've got to cut positions or cut programs, things like that. The timing of this, though, is really interesting because we are entering into an election. And there are quite a few seats up for grabs for Bridgeport's Board of Education right now, correct?
That is correct. I think there's 5 seats available. I think we have about 8 candidates that are actually vying for those seats. And so I think the timing is right because when you have an election, you might have a change on the board. And if that happens, we have to educate, you know, those individuals that are new to the board on processes and procedures as well. So if we have a change in the board, then it'll give the new board an opportunity to go through this whole new process of the budget transparency, the budget development, the timelines, because we work very closely with the city of Bridgeport when we develop and work through our budget as well, because the mayor has final, we have to submit our budget to the mayor as finalizes the city's budget. So there is a great deal of collaboration that if there's new members of the board, they will be able to learn. And then even if we have existing board members, they will learn a new process that we will learn together. And so that's what it's all about. It's the teamwork between the city of Bridgeport and the Board of Ed, but also it's the teamwork development with myself as the interim school superintendent and the board. And so we have those three fashions that come together for meaningful work that is going to be, you know, guided and supported by the state of Connecticut. So that is a win-win for me.
Well, and the other thing that I think kind of stands out is when you've got some of the incumbents who are running for re-election, you know, for example, the current chair, they, you know, kind of came in, I think, when this was all sort of erupting, I would say, you know, the Carmela Levy David era and sort of the board issues out of COVID and everything. So I think you're setting a new precedent for everybody, incumbent or not. Right.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely. I think that's really what I hope to get out of this exercise is that everybody understands that this is the new way that we do business in Bridgeport. And we're not going to deviate from that. And they're going to set the the standard and going to set the bar and set the bar high for us to make sure that we're going to achieve the things that we say we're going to achieve. And we're very transparent with it. And it's going to be a very free-flowing opportunity for voice from not only, you know, the board, the community, the city leaders, the state leaders. We're going to be very transparent in this whole process. And I think that's really the ultimate goal from the commissioner, is that everybody needs to understand that we're going to help you set that standard. We're going to help you, you know, build those systems that's going to really make sure that everything is on the up and up for one, and that, you know, it's the transparency is really what has been lacking, and we have to really make sure that we do it and we do it right. So they're going to help us get that done.
For our entire conversation with Dr. Avery, including an upcoming event in November you don't want to miss, be sure to go back and listen to our podcast at voiceofct.com under Melissa in the Morning. We'll be right back.